Good morning, all. Good to see everybody here today on this bright, sunny Sunday morning that God's given us. And I'd like to thank everybody for coming to Mount Olive today. And it's a pleasure to see everybody. I'm going to start with some announcements this morning. Deacon of the week this week is myself. Upcoming events, Wednesday, July 26th, the Youth and Adult Bible Study at 7 p.m. There will be no RAs or GAs in July. Sunday the 30th, we will have a deacon's meeting at 4:30, followed by a choir practice at 5, or if I understand that may be a little flexible, maybe 5:30. Friday, August 4th, men's campout retreat with Lighthouse Network, ages 19 to 40 at Raven Rock State Park. If anybody is interested, please contact Noble for further information and registration. Saturday, August 12th, we will have a senior adult fellowship, summer flights, not fights, flights. Important point, 10 a.m. to 1:30 with a light lunch provided. Also, Wednesday night, after the service, there's going to be a short budget and finance committee meeting. Also, next Sunday after church, there's going to be a called conference to vote on Steve Wilkings taking the custodian position in the light of Dan's absence. Is there any other announcements or anything that I've missed this morning that someone would like to bring forward? Okay. One last note and announcements, as probably everybody knows, but in case you don't, we lost a soul yesterday evening, and God gained one. Dan Jones passed away. So let's please all remember him and the family. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence and your blessings and allowing us to gather here as a church family. We ask that you please remember Dan and Laurie, especially the family in this time of need, and that you lay your comforting hand of love upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand and we'll sing the first, second, and sixth verses of For the Beauty of the Earth, number 44. If you would please stand. Sounding good this morning. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. Our call to worship this morning is from Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, which continues the theme of God's glory. By providence or coincidence, the preaching will also be on God's glory, which, if you've been paying attention to when I've been up here, a theme that I've been preaching on as well. We love how everything works together in God's plan and God's timing. It says this in God's word, Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hardened and petty heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. Amen. In our morning prayer, there's a couple of things we want to remember. We're going to continue to pray for the family of Dan Jones and other people on this list. Are there any special prayer requests that you would like to bring to our attention to the assembly at this time? That's wonderful. Is there anything else? Are there any unspoken prayer requests? All right, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that your name would be sanctified in our minds this morning as we go to you in prayer, as we enter into the holy throne room. We enter in by the grace and love that you've shown through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood forgives us of our sins, and who rose from the dead, Lord, and who we are eternally thankful for. We pray for Jennifer Black as she has just had her baby. We pray that you would strengthen her physically, Lord, and also help her emotionally and spiritually be able to handle the responsibility of loving her child, Amy Joy. Pray that you'd bless this child and keep it safe and healthy and help it to grow up and know you, Father, and to fear you and to know the love of Christ that surpasses all joy and understanding. And we pray for the other people on our prayer list, each of them by name, Lord. We pray that you'd cover them in protection and deliver them from evil and give them what they need today. And Lord, we pray for the preaching of the word. We pray that it would go forth powerfully into our ears and that you'd open our eyes to see Christ as revealed in the Holy Scripture. And bless our assembly, Lord, and bless our lives and our houses as we continue to draw closer to you and as you transform our world and our lives through the participation, through the ordinary means of grace of the local church. We pray all of these things, Lord, and we also remember the family of Dan Jones once again. We pray that you'd strengthen them according to your grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We get to do something a little bit different than we normally do today. If you would get your hymnal and turn to page 333. We had to change things around, as many of you know, because of circumstances. And so if you would turn to hymn number 333 and sing along with us. This is not a duet or solo or anything. This is church-wide. So if you would sing along with us, and let's sing all three verses of Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. If you want to stand, please do so. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from
trusting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Thank you. You may be seated. Sounded good this morning.